Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So Kate, Princess of Wales, has been diagnosed with cancer, we understand. We don't know all the details. They're asking, of course, for privacy at this time. Coming off the heels of having major abdominal surgery, and they discovered that there was cancer involved. So our thoughts and our prayers and our best wishes, of course, go out to the Princess of Wales this morning. What a terrible diagnosis, and especially with the three children, my heart just goes out, and I'm sure that yours does too. But Kate, of course, has always been someone who's handled very, very difficult times with a lot of poise and just with a lot of grace. And I have no doubt that this is exactly what we'll see from her this time around. But this is a pretty serious thing, folks. And so, again, our thoughts and prayers and best wishes go out to her this morning. And, folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number three is now officially launched and underway. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. Of course, Kyle Warren with you this morning, as always. And you can head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. We got a lot of great new features on the site right there. We got our GCN Live link. We also want to give a shout-out to everybody listening to us this morning on AM 860, The Answer, AM 930. Of course, also people along TalkStream Live as well. So we want to welcome whole new host of listeners there as well. So good morning to everybody, or happy Saturday or Sunday, if you're whatever time you're hearing this program throughout the weekend, because it does replay in different places. So once again, glad that you're there. We'll be opening up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you're with us live here this morning. But we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us once again. Happy weekend, Denise.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, we talked right before the top of the hour, we talked about what was happening in Russia. And again, there's certainly, this is also preliminary, but obviously the one thing that I've been waiting to talk with you about this morning about this terrible attack, Denise, is I seem to recall prior to 9/11, there were attacks in Africa, right, from Al-Qaeda against our embassies there. And they kind of looked back at it and thought that it was kind of a prelude. Now, I know this happened in Moscow, basically, but, you know, the scale of attack, I mean, does this give us cause for concern that ISIS, as we know Christopher Wray was very concerned about them coming over the southern border, does this give us any cause for concern right here in the United States at this time?
Well, when you consider that we have now got people that are just busting through fences and whatnot at our southern border, I would say the answer to that is a profound yes.
Yes, I agree. And because, again, you know, it's this kind of asymmetrical attack. And, again, it seems to me, too, that the mainstream media will refer to them as ISIS-K militants. But I really do think we should just call them terrorists, don't you?
Yeah.
Militant sounds like it's some kind of, you know, legitimate, you know, this is an army for some country or something like that. But even so, this kind of attack against innocent men, women, and children, emphasize the children, is unconscionable.
Well, the other thing, too, is that I think they found 30 bodies in a bathroom mm-hmm. at this mall that also died because of smoke inhalation. Remember, the building burned, essentially burned down.
Right.
So they weren't shot. They died of smoke.
Just tragic and sad.
Awful.
And, yeah, and outrageous. And the indignation about this is going to be felt, I think, around the world Mm-hmm. And again, you know, think what we want of Putin, you know, and his what he's doing in Ukraine and so forth. But these are people that went to a concert, and they did not deserve to be attacked in this manner.
Of course
at all.
Not, right?
Yeah. And of course, as we move through this first segment, and as we go through the program here, Denise, I do want to ask you your opinion on what's happening with Mike Gallagher, not our Mike Gallagher, the radio on the radio, but Mike Gallagher in the House of Representatives. This is another big time resignation because again, it dwindles that majority.
It's a one,
yeah, to one, so razor thin at this point.
I'm real disappointed in this one. We knew that he was leaving, but he escalated the date. So, yeah, I'm not very happy on this one at all. I'm not sure that I understand the reasons why. You know, maybe he just thinks it's his time's up. And I feel the same way about Ken Buck. You know, he's kind of a quitter, too. I don't like quitters. You know, yeah. Congress is absolutely broken. I mean, it's you know, for the fact that the House passed this $1.2 trillion funding package, and, you know, it's got earmarks in it from both parties that are disgusting. It goes over to the Senate. The Senate passed it just around midnight, I think, last night. And John Tester, by the way, Senator John Tester, who's his campaign is kind of in trouble. But between he and Senator Patty Murray, they twisted themselves as much as they possibly could to stop any amendments, especially the amendment about the Laken Riley piece. They don't want it. That was really in the center of the standoff of the government shutdown last night. We need a system here that tells us, you know, who is doing what in Congress. It puts in these ridiculous earmarks.
Right.
And you know, the things that go on, unless we want to sit around and watch C-SPAN all night long.
Good point. Folks, stay right there. Much more with Denise Simon. When we come back from break, we'll talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene as well. Don't want to miss this. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
The weekend edition is flying by, as always. And I want to thank driver Ron in Denver. I really appreciate your message very, very much, Ron. And yes, I really enjoyed talking with Michael yesterday morning, first-time caller from Denver, listening on 710 KNUS. And yeah, I thought it was a great call, and I appreciate your compliments for Michael. And for those of you who didn't hear the broadcast yesterday morning, we got a great call from Michael. He was in Denver. And he said he was 28 years old, and just like driver Ron, I think he sounded like a very smart, very well-rounded a young person. And we really appreciated the call very much, and I hope that we hear from him again. And I do think it was a very, very interesting call. So, and by the way, Ron, I appreciate the rest of your message as well. And I'll get back to you on those as well privately. And I'll tell you, it is very, very difficult out there, especially for young folks, especially if they can get at odds, right, with their parents. Not you, obviously, folks. I'm not talking about Ron, but that's right. And these are very trying times, to be sure. Speaking of trying times, we got Denise Simon with us, founderscode.com. What do you think of that transition, Denise?
Okay. Good try.
That's right. But isn't that something, though, especially nowadays, you know, the young people are so important to what's happening in this election. You know, I'm hoping that they see that there is a bright day ahead. It's not just chaos, because the chaos we're seeing, Denise, is exactly on display at the border with those illegal immigrants busting through the National Guard. That's the chaos.
Yeah, not to argue with that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But as I mentioned, as we're heading out to the break, Marjorie Taylor Greene has now filed a motion to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. She says that it's a warning more than a pink slip, saying she could call a vote on it any time, but a month from now or 2 weeks from now or whatever, but saying that it's now time to find a new speaker. Is this going to fly, and what does this mean for, causing more chaos at a time when maybe there needs to be focus on let's win the White House and expand the majority in the House and take the Senate?
What she's doing was really kind of a gesture. It is not part of the process yet. It was kind of like the first step to, it's a shot across the bow. The motion to vacate is just on a piece of paper here at this point. So, it could advance when they come back from Easter break, but right now it means nothing.
Well, there's, you've got some pushback now against Speaker Johnson. I'm wondering, what Republicans think about going into another. In other words, let's just say that he got vacated tomorrow, that they voted him out and he's not going to be the speaker, and you've got to go back to a speaker pro tem and this kind of thing and then choose a new speaker. Can the Republicans afford another long, drawn-out thing like that?
No. Not with one seat. We just talked about, Mike Gallagher. The answer to that is no, we can't afford it. And let's not forget, too, that the RNC is in its own confusion right now because that has changed leadership. And the Republicans are way behind the Democrats in, money on hand. So, it's not a good time, ladies and gentlemen. Bad guys are winning.
Well, exactly. And certainly this, but all eyes are on Trump. It seems like Trump, would I be correct in saying that, as Trump goes up and down, so does the GOP, obviously, up and down the ticket and up and down these different races. Is it all sort of hinging on whether or not Trump can create a critical mass of independents and even some Democrats to go against Joe Biden?
I would say, the Trump and the political action committees that are, in the Trump orbit need to change up some tactics now. They need to be, the messaging needs to be not nearly as bombastic, and it needs to be a whole lot more serious. And, to put things out there in a very succinct, cogent mission. And then that puts the state GOP leaders on a call to advance those things, because remember, local races are really just as important as anything else, especially when we need to have a handful of states step up their game. Now it looks like, we certainly need to have that in Arizona. We need Pennsylvania. Michigan may not be a problem, but now Wisconsin is, especially because Wisconsin is hosting the RNC convention. So I don't know what kind of advice the new RNC leadership is getting, and I don't know what they're doing here at this point. They've done a little house cleaning. Okay, fine. They're trying to have a much more lean operation. All right, that's good too. But what, beyond that, what is the RNC doing so we don't lose control and have Hakeem Jeffries as speaker, which would be, I would say, a nail in the coffin to the country?
Well, you're right. You're right about that. And it seems to me that now, given all these things, that should be a slam dunk for the GOP. You still are going to see the narrative about abortion, about protecting our democracy and so on and so forth. You know, even at a previous Trump voter, we talked about this yesterday, but for our weekend listeners, you know, in Arizona, a CBS News report had a previous Trump voter say, well, he's got to calm down. I mean, he did say there would be a bloodbath, you know, and it's like, well, wait a minute. You know, that's, you don't have the whole story there, sir. So, you know, you need, and that's what worries me, is that you have some voters that will say, no, no, it's too much. And the media is right about Donald Trump.
I would challenge people, you know, if they watch CNBC or CNN or ABC or whatever, you know, every time they turn on the news at 6 o'clock, they watch the same network. Just challenge them, just for 3 days. 3 days. Go turn on a different channel. Turn on a conservative channel just for 3 days, whether it's, you know, Fox or whether it's Newsmax or One American News or so, just for 3 days and see what the different messaging is.
Indeed. No, I think you're right about that. Because a lot of times, like with this context of the bloodbath remark, you know, that's so important, but they're only going to play you the one little thing and then say, see, he's marshaling his forces and so forth. But I don't even know what's scarier, as we talked about James Carville talking about wet work. You know, somebody's going to take the guy out, you know, this kind of stuff. It's just crazy.
It is crazy. And the sad part about it is that while the bad guys haven't won, they're gaining. They feel like, to me, they're gaining ground, whether it's here domestically or globally. And you know, if the, you know, what was it in typing class we had to learn in typing back when I was in high school? Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country.
Yep, I remember that. Yep.
Okay, where are these good men? Step up the game.
Well, I think I hear exactly what you're saying. And in fact, people wonder, well, where are the people that are supporting Trump? I think everybody's scared. I mean, for lack of a better expression, they're scared that, as you've mentioned before, that they'll be targeted next.
Well, they are targeted.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just where we are. I mean, we know how that this targeting absolutely happens. And now with the much more common use of artificial intelligence, which is into itself pretty twisted, they have easier tools to do the targeting. So we've got institutions that are against us. Not only do we have the federal government against us, but you've got mayors across the country that are against us. You've got governors. You got schools, teachers unions, universities, hospitals. I mean,
yeah, I hear you. Well, folks, stay right there. We got a lot more with Denise Simon coming up right after this break. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. Weekend edition.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
U.S. USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during his meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following his discussion in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Immigration riots have been unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Reports indicated that the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants attempted to breach border barriers Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get this, folks. Hamas, through their spokesperson, has issued a warning to Joe Biden that he could lose the election in 2024 if he doesn't exert the will to stop Israel from going after Hamas, I guess. Okay, well, again, isn't it something, folks? Hamas has spokespeople, and now they're going to get involved in the election. Oh, my gosh. It would be funny if it wasn't so horrific. I'll just tell you that much. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition, and we have so much more to tell you about. 949-822-7959 if you're live with us here early Saturday morning. And, of course, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Denise, what do you think about Hamas issuing warnings now to Joe Biden saying, watch out, you might not get reelected?
Well, first, let me say the death toll in Moscow is up to 93.
Oh, wow. Okay, terrible.
And they have detained 11. Hamas does have, I mean, they're like the Taliban. They do have a propaganda wing. I mean, that's, you know, they have a ministry and, you know, they're, if the United States can get involved in all the, elections and politics of Israel, then why can't Hamas do the same to the United States?
I guess you're right. I guess you're right about that. But I'm telling you that, you know, it just seems so ridiculous that anybody would listen to what Hamas says. I mean, they started this war.
Do you realize how desensitized we're getting to some of this stupidness?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, something comes in and it should be shocking, and we just sort of like, okay, we'll just add that to the list. We're not even shocked really so much anymore, are we?
No, we're not. I think what you point out is incredibly
terrifying. Salient.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got Rick in Tampa this morning, and Rick, I think, said yesterday on the program he'd come back with a poem. We don't have a whole lot of time, Rick, but obviously we'd love to hear what you have to say this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Let me get to it. And I think it's appropriate to what we've been talking about. You'll see. Poem's called Masks. M-A-S-K-S. I've been a lover. I'm still a fighter. I am a man who'll give advice. A good man when there's trouble, but I'm not known as nice. I'm an honest man of morals. I'm the thief who'll steal your time. All this and more. I'll play the role you bring to mind. Yes, I'm a master masquerader. I wear the mask I'm asked to. So as you're thinking you know me, I'm a man who hid from you.
Very cool indeed.
The reason that's appropriate is because I used to think I was unique, but so many of us hide things from each other. And Donald Trump and I are a lot alike in a lot of ways. Neither one of us are known as nice, but people are safer when we're around. People get things done when we're around. People don't do the things they shouldn't do when we're around.
Mm-hmm.
People need us. But we are not the only people needed. We all have something to bring to the battle, and we are in a battle.
Indeed. Yes. Indeed. Rick, we appreciate it. And
thank you.
Yeah,
well
thank
said.
You. Yeah, that's really hits the spot this morning. And, folks, if you're new to the program, Rick in Tampa, he is our official.
That's our resident poet.
Our resident poet. Exactly right. Well, thanks again, Rick. Take care. Have a great weekend.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thanks. Bye. Take care. All right, so let's head over here. We got Mary in St. Pete, who's giving us a call this morning, Denise. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. For Denise, the quick red fox jumped over the lazy brown dog from typing class, where you get every letter of the alphabet. But I would like to say, I hear so much talk about evil on all radio shows, really, which means you're talking... From a Christian point of view, if you believe in God, you absolutely believe in Satan. But I don't hear the word Satan enough. I don't hear it at all when they're talking about the evil going on in the Middle East as well as everywhere else. Why don't they use the word Satan? I think that would be much more appropriate than just evil because it is the same thing. And it's the opposite of godliness. I was wondering about that. Thank you.
Good question. Thanks, Mary. Mary and St. Pete, everybody. And
it kind of goes back to Rick's poem, doesn't it? They're wearing a mask.
Yes. That's very, very insightful. Absolutely. Yeah, and of course, it's a lot of times things are kind of left up to be some kind of amorphous thing, you know, and this idea of, and so I mean, I even mentioned on the program the other night, all this evil, how do you overcome evil? Well, it's right there in the scripture.
You overcome
it with good.
And the good seems to be, it should be all around, and it's so fleeting. It's become exceptional, you know. Instead of commonplace.
Well, exactly. And was it, correct me if I'm wrong, but was it Ben Franklin, all that needs for evil to prosper is for good men to do nothing?
Do nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's, and imagine the intensity back then of trying to get the Constitutional Convention or heck, the revolution itself. You know, they were dealing with such a brutality and amongst the political actors of that day, it was pretty rough and tumble.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over. We got Backgammon and Bob with us this morning. Good morning, Backgammon and Bob. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, Kyle and Denise. Three things. Number one, NYC is in a death spiral. And as a result, Republicans are going to benefit in the down ballot local elections nationally, I think. Number two, Biden should be prosecuted after he leaves office. The main reason is to avoid setting a precedent for this kind of presidential behavior. And number three, migrants have no purpose, no skills, no hope, and unless they have a welfare system, they will start to be criminals or riot violently. Okay, those are the three things.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks,
on the last one, we have forces through TikTok, social media, you know, the telegrams and the encrypted channels that are encouraging these migrants on how to be lawbreakers. So they're using our generosity when it comes to prosecuting or not prosecuting lawbreakers against us now.
What about when they encourage them to be squatters?
Well, that's exactly where I was going.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Now they're moving into Beverly Hills and squatting into houses and, you know, mansions and that kind of thing. So.
If it gets too bad, homeowners are going to just take the law into their own hands at some point.
Vigilante justice.
Yeah. Well, Backgammon and Bob, we appreciate the call very, very much. And let's head over right now. We've got Anthony in Tampa. I think we got just enough time to hear what Anthony has to say here this segment. Good morning, Anthony. You're on with Denise Simon.
Yeah, good morning to you both. Following up on what Mary was commenting on, yeah, I think the fact is that we tend to self-deceive ourselves and kind of just focus on what's in the flesh, what's on the present. We don't focus on the supernatural. And there's only one religion that is propagating evil, and that's Islam. From their beginning, from Muhammad, his hatred for the Jews because they wouldn't follow his particular bent on his creed. It's a word called Judenhass. It was brought out in Nazi Germany. It was all focused on the Jews. This whole issue of anti-Semitism. There's other Semitic groups in the Middle East, but it's Judenhass. It's totally focused on the hatred of the Jews. And for those Jews on the left in this country, whether political, celebrities, or what other mediums or professional fields, they're self-deceiving themselves if they think that the Palestinians and those in the same ilk are going to be kind of kind to them because they're kind of being a little bit sympathetic to their cause. Believe me, they don't. They hate you to the core. So time to wake up. And I think Christians are the most pro-Israel group around, and I think we need to continue to stand up for them. So thank you so much, and have a great weekend to both of you. God bless.
Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it. God bless. Good commentary. And Denise, we appreciate you too very much. Hope that you have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Take care. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we are coming right back, folks. Stay right there. Final segment of the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You know, I'm just going to say, how cool is it? And what other overnight radio program or any radio program that you know of has its own resident poet? I'm telling you, we are absolutely very fortunate here on this show and very blessed indeed that we have got a loyal listener base for this show that absolutely just overwhelms me. It really does. And all of our great regular contributors, we're all just very, very pleased. And I just want to express to everybody out there, we appreciate the messages. We appreciate the emails. We appreciate the calls. This is really just very, very cool indeed. So once again, welcome back to the program, everybody. Weekend edition, Kyle Warren with you. And we have a lot more to talk about as we go through this final segment of the program this weekend. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. By the way, if you'd like to send us a direct message anytime, whenever you're hearing this program, you can find out about our live streams over there. We have our GCN live stream that'll play the program live. It will also play the previous program once this program ends. The wizards at the GCN got us set up with that. We appreciate that so very, very much. You can also find out about the podcast, and you can find out more about the program and also links to our great regular contributors over there. And also including, we spoke with Jimmy T. Smith on the Thursday edition from Concerned Veterans for America. We've got a link over there for Concerned Veterans for America. You want to check them out, see what they're up to. And by the way, those of you may be wondering about Frank Silvato. He was still feeling a little under the weather for the Friday edition, but he should be back with us on Monday. So we're looking forward to talking with him then. We want to encourage you, of course, to go over to his website, undergroundusa.com. Also check out his book if you haven't yet already, if you haven't picked up a copy yet. We're doing a book surge over the weekend here for Frank. He doesn't know anything about it. I'm just asking. I just think it'd be great if you haven't picked up his book yet. Head over to Amazon.com. You can type it in, type in nullification or type in Frank Silvato, or go to undergroundusa.com, and you can find all the information you need right there. But we'll be looking forward to talking with Frank on Monday morning. So once again, folks, so many things happening out there that it's hard to get a handle on everything that's happening out there all at once. But we're doing our level best, as we always do. And this is, well, you know, Denise and I were just talking, you know, the idea that there's so many things happening, it's that we're almost getting desensitized. And that's really sad, because a lot of times when people can just start tolerating a lot of things, it means that stuff doesn't really ever break through the noise. And there are egregious things happening. Event that we saw in El Paso, this should stop the White House in its tracks under normal circumstances, right? In a normal world, under normal circumstances, the fact that that happened should be a red alert, right? Captain Kirk would pound the arm of the command chair and say, red alert, and all the sirens go off, and everybody starts getting ready, because we don't know what the heck's going to happen next. But we're at red alert, right? We have to be ready. Well, there's no red alert about this, except for people like this, like me on this program, or Denise, or others, and there's no red alert. So this idea of being desensitized to things is very, very important. We can't let that happen. We just can't let that happen. And we're not going to let that happen. Because obviously, the noise that's out there right now has everybody just at each other's throats. And to keep that going, the far left loves to make sure that you're not able to get together, that you're not able to really decry the things that we're watching happening coming upon the face of the earth. I mean, this is a big deal, folks. It really, really is. But once again, folks, we have a lot more to tell you about and talk about as we go through the final segment of the program right here. There is this poll. We mentioned this briefly earlier. This from Newsmax. Many Americans believe the country is becoming a virtual dictatorship, with a solid majority saying President Joe Biden wants to put former President Donald Trump in jail to stop his electoral chances, a new McLaughlin poll finds. We should note that the Russian President Vladimir Putin just won re-election by 88%. That's right. I'm just going to pose this question to the Joe Biden administration people. Does that mean that Vladimir Putin is protecting democracy? Okay, he just got 88% of the vote, quote, the vote. So, is their democracy okay? You know, he said jokingly. But back to the article. But he did so only after Putin first jailed his leading political opponent, Alexei Navalny, and many of his supporters. Sadly, Navalny recently died while in prison. And of course, they said, what do they say the cause of death was? I think initially it was that he up and died or something. I mean, it was some ridiculous thing like that. Now, Biden's playbook against Trump seems eerily similar. at least the majority of Americans voters think so. In our new national poll, 56% of all voters think Biden really wants to stop Trump from winning by putting him in jail. A national poll of 1,000 likely voters with plus or minus 3.1% at the 95% confidence interval was completed between March 9th and 14th. Only 30% say it's not true that Biden's trying to jail Trump. A supermajority of Republicans, 86% agree that Biden is weaponizing the justice system against Trump. So, you know, obviously, this is what's happening. Independents agree 50% to 33% that Biden is seeking to jail Trump for political reasons, with moderates agreeing 48% to 32%. Democrat constituencies also have a negative view of Biden's actions, with African Americans at 41%, Hispanics at 53%, and women at 53% agreeing. Biden and his legal henchmen have truly made Trump a sympathetic victim, and that's exactly what Frank Luntz was talking about. We had the clip earlier in the program. He was on CNN, and the CNN panel that Frank Luntz was on with, they were kind of looking at him like, what? You're telling us that by seizing President Trump's properties, his homes, his buildings, and this kind of stuff, and just trying to ruin him outright, that this is going to help him? Well, of course it's going to help him. And, you know, I'm hoping they don't actually go to that extreme. But just the thought of it, I think, is angering a lot of voters out there. You know, these are the kinds of stories that you would hear from a, quote, banana republic or some other unstable country on the face of the earth somewhere. And you would look at that and you'd say, well, that doesn't happen here. You know, poor them. They just don't have a great system the way we do. But yet you have Biden and company and whoever's sort of pulling the strings here, you know, they really do believe. Well, you know, because they look at some polls that say, well, if Trump got convicted, that might change somebody's mind. So the mission becomes convict him. Have you noticed something, though, folks? The mission is not go out there and win the election. Go out there and make your case. Go out there. If everything is so much better and all the numbers are great, and the economy is going, and you added 15 million jobs, which they didn't. They added more like 5 million jobs, because about 9 or more of those were all pre-pandemic jobs that were lost that came back anyway. But yet they're still tweeting out, basically, we got 15 million jobs in the last 3 years, and it goes on and on. So instead of, you know, really trying to win the election, you know, they've got to go through these, all these machinations. Putting him on trial and doing all this stuff, and that should just speak volumes. That should speak volumes. Because the question, my friends, the question has always been, and Reagan said it the best, and that's why I think it's endured, and that is, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? He could say that in 1980, and people said, no, I'm not. I'm really not. And then Reagan can come back in 1984, ask the same question, and people would say, yeah, we are. We are better off. And the Biden administration could care less if you're better off or not, it would appear, because it doesn't matter. What matters is they're protecting democracy, et cetera, et cetera. Well, folks, thanks for listening this week. We're coming right back on Monday. Take care out there. Kyle Warren with you. Have a great weekend and stay safe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.